The GGA says it is overly worried about the blatant disregard for ethical values in sections of the media. The trend, GGA believes, feeds the perception of critics who see the media as a surplus of freedom and deficit in responsibility. GGA President Afil Moni is therefore urging media practitioners to endeavor to exercise freedom while upholding responsibility. Stamono was addressing journalists at an international press center in Accra, where a flag-raising ceremony was held to climax World Press Freedom Day. Rebecca Ekpe joined the journalists.
Freedom of expression and free press are words that are often bandied about within media circles. Yet, journalists forget that on the threshold of freedom transcends responsibility. Ghana's media body, the Ghana Journalists Association, is not too happy about some of the excesses within the Ghanaian media terrain. President of the GJA, Afil Moni, said World Press Freedom Day should serve as a reminder to all journalists to uphold freedom of expression and be responsible.
The ease and the speed with which people ventilate their concerns and articulate their views on our numerous media platforms are indeed unprecedented in the history of Ghana. However, like many media watchers and media consumers, the GJA is overly worried about the blatant disregard for ethical values in sections of the media. This trend feeds the perception of certain critics who see the Ghana media as that of surplus of freedom and deficits in responsibility. The GJA, however, sees nothing surplus about our freedom, but urges all media practitioners to exercise freedom and actualize responsibility.
The GJA believes that the passage of the Right to Information and Broadcasting Bills into law will go a long way to bring sanity into the media landscape. Partners of the media industry believe that in spite of some excesses, the media needs commendation for contributing to consolidate Ghana's democracy. This formed the crux of messages delivered at the event at the International Press Center in Accra. GBC's Director General Major Albert John Chibi commended all journalists for their work and says GBC will continue to play its role by focusing on critical national issues.
GBC is approaching the digital age with enthusiasm, excitement, and some measured euphoria, because the opportunities present in digital broadcasting are mind-boggling. Digital broadcasting will allow GBC to diversify its operations from the one analog channel. We have grown to 6 digital channels, and we intend to grow even further.
World Press Freedom Day 2015 is themed, Let Journalism Thrive.